This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Orioles take 2 of 3 from the Angels. They're off today. Start a 3-game series at home against the Twins tomorrow. Are things starting to trend up, or just do the Angels just stink too? Let's talk about it now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Matt Wire covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. Matt, thank you as always for your time. The rotation with Eflin back, the way Sagano's pitching, Kramer's been better of late, obviously, with Gibson and Morton, that's not good. But are things starting to stabilize a little bit with the rotation, in your opinion?
I think so. I mean, the bar was certainly not very high before, so certainly there has been improvement in that regard. Having Eflin back is huge, you know, on a pitch count in that first outing, but somebody that I think this team reasonably expects to go 6-plus innings every time he takes the ball, so you know, that's something I think from a mentality standpoint that you can't replace. But with how good Sugano has been and Kramer really surging here, I mean, that's a solid 3. Povich, you know, shown some flashes, you know, gave up 5 runs in his last outing, but 5 of those came in 1 inning. And then the rest of them, he blanked the Twins. So, you know, was able to kind of settle in and go from there. So I think we've seen some flashes from him. They obviously need Gibson to be a little bit better, but looks like for the meantime, Charlie Morton squeezed out to the bullpen and, you know, things are certainly trending in the better direction.
Matt, I know Adley had 2 hits yesterday, one where the outfielder lost it in the sun, but he's really been scuffling of late. Is it time to drop him in the lineup some?
You know, it's so tough because you look at the expected numbers for Adley Rutschman, and they are really painting a different picture from what we're seeing. I mean, just from the last couple of days, balls that didn't come in for hits, he had 2 go to the warning track, one that was robbed for a home run, and another ball he hit straight up the middle that Zach Neto, made a nice play to steal a hit from him as well. So, you know, I think that he is close. You know, I think they've been saying that for a while, and obviously the results haven't been there, and maybe you do drop him in the order just to get him a little bit more comfortable. But as far as his process goes, it looks like a lot different, I'd say, from the Adley Rutschman we saw in the second half of last year where there were obviously concerning signs, and he wasn't drawing walks either. That's something he has still been doing here this season, is at least putting up an on-base percentage, you know, above 300, which obviously down the stretch last year he was not. So, you know, obviously they're trying to work through things with him. I just think that, you know, from compared to maybe some of the other guys who have been struggling, he's showing more signs of still being the type of player that he's supposed to be.
I'm going to run these numbers by you. Since June 20th of last year, he's batting .205. He's getting on base 29.6% of the time. He's slugging .316. He has a .612 OPS in 115 games, going back, you know, 11 months. That's 267th out of 299 qualified hitters. He's 37 RBIs since June 20th of last year, as many as Lennon Sosa, Xavier Edwards, Bo Naylor, and Tyler Fitzgerald. I wish I was making that up, but like, which standard should he be held to? You know what I mean? Like, and he's also regressed defensively significantly and can't throw anybody out. And that's on some, not all on him. Pitchers, holding guys, Mike Elias seemingly not caring about it. But like, I mean, we're 450 games into his career now. Like, you don't think we're at a crisis point at all?
I'm not saying that it's not something that should be addressed or shouldn't be addressed. I mean,
oh damn!
Oh, did we lose Matt?
It almost sounded like he muted himself.
I think he did.
I do that all the time.
No, for sure. Yeah. It happens.
Let's try him back. I think he did accidentally mute himself. Self-mute.
Not a self-mutilator, but I am a self-muter.
Yeah.
Because you didn't hear it like drop off.
No,
I just felt like I had to follow up there.
Well, he was still there.
Like, yeah. Hello?
No, he's coming back. Okay. They're calling him back. Yeah.
I thought you said he's still there.
No, I said he was still there. I could see he was still on the line, but there was nothing happening. So. Eventually,
what doesn't show up in the expected and unexpected is when it's second and third or first and second and nobody out and you fail to move somebody over because you pop up.
Yeah, that's not fun. And then yesterday he popped up and it turned into a triple. Let's go back out to Winter Nation Fan Guest Hotline to Matt Weirich. Matt, we lost you. We're thinking you might have accidentally muted yourself, but you were saying about Adley.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry about that.
No, all good.
What I'm really getting at is that I think that last year, you look at what he did down the stretch versus this year, they are different types of struggles. You're right. This is a large sample size going back to last season where he has not been the Adley Rutschman that he was to begin his career when he was a silver slugger type player getting MVP votes. You know, it's obvious that can still happen. But clearly, something happened. And down the stretch last year, whether he was dealing with injury or not, it was a bit of a different Adley Rutschman than what we're seeing now. I mean, you look at the squared up numbers right now. He is barreling the baseball. He is getting the bat on the ball. What maybe is concerning about what we've seen this year is that the exit velocities haven't fallen. Mm-hmm. You know, he's making solid contact, but he's not driving the ball like he used to. And that's maybe where you point to as an area of concern for what this form of Adley Rutschman can be, even when he maybe does start going. Are the power numbers going to come back? I don't know. That's not a question I have an answer to, but certainly it's something that the Orioles need to figure out.
We're speaking to Matt Weirich, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Matt, let's go to another 1-1. We saw Jackson Holliday in the leadoff spot on Saturday. Could we see more of that in the future, or him moving even higher up in the lineup?
Sure. I mean, I think that honestly, ideally, he's a guy that they have at the top of the lineup with the speed that he has. The ability, maybe not necessarily a power guy at this stage of his career, but somebody who can hit for a lot of singles and doubles when, you know, conceivably he's going right. That's something I think that is really appetizing with a guy like Gunnar Henderson being able to drive him in behind him, making Gunnar more of maybe a run producer than a table setter, which, you know, his skill set being a home run guy kind of lends itself to. So I think that's something we could see. It's obviously, you know, they kind of had kid gloves on with Jackson early on. You know, sitting him against tough lefties, putting him pretty low in the order. But, you know, Brandon Hyde has said that as long as he sees him being comfortable, he's going to continue giving him opportunities. And it seems like that is the direction we're trending. So I would not be surprised to see, you know, Jackson maybe end up being their everyday leadoff man by the end of the year.
Matt, I'm curious to get your thoughts, and you were out there. The comments from Brandon Hyde and Cody Ashe that we played him earlier in the show, and just the lack of a sense of urgency from either of them, and maybe we're just a bunch of blowhards, but we feel like they're the second worst team in the American League. Like, shouldn't there be a sense of urgency? I get you don't want to
like show
panic.
Should we really feel confident in our processes and our outcomes when we're 10 games below 500 since June 20?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
It's the last year.
Yeah, look, I get what you're saying, and I wrote this in a column this morning. You know, these expectations were high coming into the year. What they did this offseason aside, you know, how anyone felt about it, where they're at in their competitive window right now, the expectation is the Orioles are contending for the World Series. And as of right now, they are not. And, you know, we're 6 weeks into the season, seven weeks into the season. This is, again, not a small sample size. So at a certain point, you know, anybody would want to see change. Anyone wants to see something different, whether that is personnel changes, whether that is roster changes, whether that is change in where they are in the standings and turning things around. Something has to be different. And right now, there's been a lot of pushing out about the status quo and maintaining that. And I can understand why people would want to be frustrated about that. Clearly, the Orioles have a lot of belief in what they have going and what they have built, and a lot of the philosophies that they have had dating back to previous years because it worked in previous years. Now, is there a certain point where you have to adapt and change? I believe so. Are we at this point yet? It seems that the Orioles don't think they are at that point yet, but you know, it's getting late early in Baltimore, and at a certain point, you know, you have to adapt or die.
Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Great stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, we're going to hit the hot corner. Coming up next, is the arrow trending up for Cedric Mullins? Does it continue to trend down for Tyler O'Neill? And we'll take a look at the Minnesota Twins who come to town riding a win streak. It's the hot corner next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.